Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I apologize, the presentation is not yet online, but it will be made available very soon. So I don't know. So as usual, I will start with general information, and I will mention the highlights from the last WP29 week in November 2024. I will focus, of course, on the highlights for GRVA. So general information, so I just wanted to also myself mention that our former chief of section, Mr. Nisler, is now in the meeting room as our delegate from Austria. And I wanted to also inform you that the officer in charge of the section is Mr. Konstantin Glukienki, who you know already as a secretary to GRBP and GRE. So there is a request from the secretariat, as usual, as the UN secretariat, also the colleagues dealing with translations, etc. So the documents, please, official documents need to be prepared according to the official instructions for the documents. And one of them is related to drawings. When you have drawings with text, please provide the drawings with editable text so that the colleagues can also translate the text in illustrations and images and drawings. And also something quite important for our organization for a few years already, please pay attention at copyrights when you use pictures and presentations that we save on our website, as it may create issues, not only for my organization, but also for yourself, if someone claim ownership and you know, mention that the picture, illustration, or text belongs to them, then there would be also issues as the organization would have to mention that you were the submitter of the document. So please pay particular attention at that. So information, still in general information, now this time about GRVA, the next GRVA session. As you know, we discussed in GRVA and also WP29 about the possibility to organize activities in Bangkok. We are still organizing it, but we made some progress. So we are going to organize the June session of GRVA in two different sessions in the similar way as we did in May 2024 with the TROI meeting. So we will meet first from the 2nd to the 5th of June 2025. In room 2 of ESCAP, our sister organization in Bangkok, Thailand. And our group will be hosted by the expert group meeting AGM on road safety. This is a group of ESCAP. So the format, as it stands currently, is that we will have a plenary session with the EGM, but also WP1, as they want to have also a meeting there in the same week in Bangkok, and we will be there also. So we will have a plenary for the opening, and we will also have a plenary for the closing of the week. We will conduct the GRVA consultations on documents as usual, and we hope that we will manage to have enough time to proceed as we usually do. So we are trying to see with the timing how it's going to be, but I think we will manage the 20 hours that we usually have in 1 week. And there will be the opportunity also for demos and exhibitions there. The formal part of GRVA will take place on the 24th of June 2025 in Geneva, and it will be during the week of WP29, same as last year. The deadline for official document will be 1st of April 2025. Sorry, I need to correct that typo. Now, the highlights of the November 2024 session of WP29, but also the ACs. I will start with AC1. AC1 adopted all the amendment proposals submitted by GRVA for the document related to UN Regulation 13H the one related to 13. There were some little amendments that were noted in the report. And we adopted also with AC1 adopted the new UN regulation on ACPE, also with small amendments that were prepared by GRVA in September. AC2 noted the preparations ongoing for holding a May session or a June session, depending on the schedules in Bangkok. So we had a real support from WP29 in November, so resulting in some pressure in the secretariat, a good thing. Also, AC2 was informed of in detail of what happened in the USA in May 2024. During the same week, WP29 adopted the document 2024-39, which was prepared by the secretary GRVA, including the latest elements that were adopted by GRVA in September. WP29 discussed the work of the task force on AVC, but no need to speak too much about that. We will receive presentations during this week. WP29 discussed the work done by the GRs with regard to the fitness of UN regulations and GTRs for ADS, and WP29 agreed that there would be a special session organized in the beginning of 2025 with all the task force together. WP29 endorsed a document prepared by the Task Force on Vehicular Communication under the Informal Group on ITS. And WP29 discussed possible next steps for WP29 on AI. The last decision relevant to GRVA was that WP29 extended the mandate of the Informal Group on CSOTA until November 2026. Now the highlights of the AC3. AC3 is the Executive Committee for the 1998 Agreement. AC3 endorsed document 167, authorizing the development of a UN GTR on ACPE. And AC3 also endorsed the informal document informing on the development of a UN GTR on ADS. And this informal document was requested to be turned into official document for the March session. AC4 did not convene. So these are the highlights of the November 2024 week of WP29. And I will stop here. Thank you.